The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Dive into the world of football with the Red Zone Rundown, and I am your host, DJ Zero. There was an interesting dichotomy between the NFC and AFC conference championship games this year. It was split between the mobile quarterbacks and the pocket passers. The AFC had the mobile quarterbacks, which was Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. And the NFC had pocket passers, which was Jared Goff versus Brock Purdy. And I know what you're thinking, Brock Purdy can get outside the pocket, but I wouldn't necessarily call him a rushing threat. It is in his bag, but I wouldn't say it's in his complete arsenal because his athletic profile isn't the same as Lamar Jackson or Anthony Richardson or Jalen Hurts. So let's just say he's a pocket passer because I would say that's what his specialty is, staying inside the pocket and ripping throws down the middle, and it's exactly the same thing that Jared Goff does. So I asked myself, how many mobile quarterbacks are in the NFL right now? And I know we said dual threat quarterbacks are the future, but is the future here? So I divided every team's quarterback into three tiers: the read option threats, the scrambling ability, and the pure pocket passers. So for tier one, the read option threats, I have 12 in Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Justin Fields, Deshaun Watson, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, Patrick Mahomes, Desmond Ridder, Anthony Richardson, Trevor Lawrence, and Russell Wilson. Maybe now you can argue that Russell Wilson isn't really a read option threat, but for most of his career, especially with Seattle, his running ability was definitely something to look at. And in tier two is the scrambling ability, which is the quarterbacks that are pocket passers, but they do have the athleticism to maneuver inside and outside the pocket and make throws on the run in kind of an off-platform type of way. Those have 10 quarterbacks in CJ Stroud, Joe Burrow, Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love, Bryce Young, Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, and Will Levis. And in tier three, we have the pure pocket passers, which is Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, Geno Smith, Matthew Stafford, Tua Tagovailoa, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Mac Jones. And this third tier of quarterbacks, which is the pure pocket passers, are usually the quarterbacks that stay inside the pocket and try to make throws, but if things aren't there, they'll most likely just take a sack. And I gotta say, I'm not personally a fan of these type of quarterbacks. I do like the quarterbacks that can create and mobility and extend plays, not just the ones that just give up sacks, because sacks change the way the games are played. When you get sacked 5-6 yards behind the line of scrimmage, it makes it that much harder for those next two downs to get the first down. So I left off the Steelers and the Commanders because I don't really know their QB situation. It looks like the Commanders are going to take either Drake May or Caleb Williams in this upcoming draft. And then the Steelers with Kenny Pickett, you know, they got to move on from there. I don't think he will be the starting quarterback. It looks like they're looking to trade for Justin Fields, which might be great. I think that would be a great fit. But as of right now, I didn't list any quarterbacks because I don't think that they have a starting quarterback next season. But this reminded me of an article written by Steven Ruiz of The Ringer that was titled, "Trick Shot Throws Aren't a Luxury for NFL QBs Anymore. Now they're a necessity." And basically, the idea behind the article is that while mobility reigns supreme in the NFL, there's a tier below that you honestly see the best quarterbacks operating in right now. Which is not that they're getting outside the pocket, it's that they're making incredible throws within the pocket. They use their supreme athleticism to maneuver their pocket and make big-time throws. Jordan Love, CJ Stroud, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen, you name it. And imagine playing catch with your friends. Usually you stand still and throw the ball right. Well, in football, some players are now throwing the ball in really cool and unusual ways, like while jumping or spinning. Well, this article is about how tricky throws are becoming super important for quarterbacks to do well in the NFL. Kind of like how doing a cool trick in a game makes you stand out. People are now challenging the way the quarterback position is played. Like when you watch Steph Curry shooting from the logo or Jordan's fadeaway midi, you go, wow, that's really impressive. Even though it's unorthodox and statistically probably not the most optimal choice of shots, you see production, you see it happen again and again, and it's extremely entertaining and it's leading to wins. And at the end of the day, that's what the sport is all about. But this article talks about how quarterbacks in the NFL like Jordan Love from the Green Bay Packers are using unconventional throwing techniques, like throwing off balance or from different arm angles to make plays. I've seen time and time again personally of Jordan Love, and within that playoff game versus the 49ers, you saw how Jordan Love was making these crazy, I want to call them fadeaway throws, where he's backpedaling and throwing off his back foot as he's fading away from the defenders that are rushing at him, and he's still able to make these throws because he has the physical stature. He has the big arm that could still put a good enough zip on the ball and throw it and put the ball exactly where it needs to be. And these kinds of throws were once seen as risky, but now they're becoming essential for success in the league. Ruiz gives a shout out to Love's success with these throws compared to legendary Packers quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, who also use unorthodox techniques. So do me a quick favor. If you aren't driving or anything and it's safe to do so, please Google Aaron Rodgers Cal. And you'll see a bunch of different images of Aaron Rodgers in college and how he used to hold the ball. And if you see the one that I'm looking at, there's one where he has the ball holding with two hands and up at his chin. And basically, that is a textbook technique. Ball by the ear stance. QBs like Peyton Manning and Drew Brees have shown why this style works. But most QBs now with that style don't pan out. We see how Mac Jones's career is ending, and that's probably the most recent pocket passer. Josh Rosen in 2018. Those are quarterbacks that just, it's not panning out with that style, as the quarterback position in football and the NFL is just evolving every single year. But for Aaron Rodgers, as he evolved in his career, he holds the ball closer to his chest, allowing him to make all kinds of crazy throws from all kinds of angles because he has that elite arm talent. The article also mentions other star quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, who excel at these kinds of throws. However, it's saying that being able to make these trick shot throws is becoming more important for NFL quarterbacks to compete at the highest level. They also mention a quote from New York Jets QB Aaron Rodgers that states, "If I can't throw the ball in a perfect environment on the money all the time, then I can't play. Everybody can do that. A lot of my throws, I'm running full speed to evade a 4-6 pass rusher, and at the last second, I flip and throw it. That's real football." That is real football, what he says. And I have to say, I agree. You know, it, to me, seeing a lot of quarterbacks that just make throws time and time again on the run with the defenders in their face has to be the most entertaining, because you look at them, it's like, wow, these guys are literally magicians. They call them escape artists because they're able to run inside and outside of the pocket, run spinning around in circles, and still managing to make a dead play, a positive gain, first down, who knows, can you name it? But this just shows how important it is for quarterbacks to make these tricky throws because it gives them more options on the field. Defenses are really good at trying to stop quarterbacks from throwing the ball when they want to, so being able to throw in a different ways helps quarterback get around the defense and still make successful passes. It also helps them avoid getting sacked, which is when the defense tackles the quarterback behind the line of scrimmage and stops the play. Usually the quarterbacks with the lowest sack percentage attributes to the success of the team. Not every team has the luxury of having an elite offensive line, so by being able to make these tricky throws, quarterbacks can keep the game moving and increase the chances of scoring points for their team. You've seen the emergence of the 49ers offense in the 2023 season because Brock Purdy can make these off-platform throws. Before watching Jimmy Garoppolo, a lot of times he would just take sacks, and if Kyle Shanahan's system wasn't scheming these guys open and they weren't open and the line breaks down, another sack. I watched it time and time again. And you can just see clearly how in this season the 49ers offense was just operating completely differently. And obviously he can still make the same throws that Jimmy G did. And you see a lot of these Debo, Ayuk, dig routes over the middle, or George Kittle. But now he can, if that's not there, he can run outside the pocket, direct other players in traffic, and still make these off-platform throws. You've also seen the decrease in production in the Bengals offense as Joe Burrow was clearly hindered by his calf injury. And it's just becoming clear how important mobility is to have on your team. Now guys are coming into the league already doing that. And then, like I said, Mac Jones on the Patriots, it looks like it's not going to end well. And other quarterbacks with this similar type of archetype, I assume, might not end up so well either. All of this is to say is that I would not be surprised in like 5 years' time if the amount of pocket passers in the league are down to like 2 or maybe even 3. But I always think there's going to be some guys that hold it down because finding talent at the quarterback position is always going to be very tough to find. And this is all before Caleb Williams and Drake May are in the league, and not to mention Jaden Daniels as well. These new quarterbacks that are already added this a part of their game are now getting drafted and implementing into the league. It's like this style that we only really saw in college with Johnny Manziel or even Patrick Mahomes, while they're just making these all kinds of crazy throws. It's really important for the quarterbacks to have mobility. You can't just be a standstill quarterback in the pocket. Personally, that's why I don't like players like Michael Penix out of Washington, because I feel like he's just a statue in the pocket and it doesn't give you much else other than having a rocket for an arm. Obviously, it's still great. And I think it could still work in the right system, but I just feel like mobility is what takes you over the top. And like in the Super Bowl, what we saw is like when it's quarterback versus quarterback, Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy, Patrick Mahomes was the one implementing all these crazy plays and running around and making things happen. Well, Brock Purdy did his job. I think he did well enough, but there's just that magic piece that's missing. And I think players like Caleb Williams has that. He has that knack for making magic.
We know that a dynamic QB is always the most valuable thing you could have on your team. It gives an added rushing threat. Teams like the Eagles, the Bears, the Ravens, the Giants, the Bills, they all lead the league in the most efficient rushing attacks because they're led by dual-threat quarterbacks. Those quarterbacks have such a high floor that even if you can't throw the ball, you're always a threat on the ground game. So it's becoming more essential to have players like this. Maybe not always necessarily a read option threat, but someone that if the play breaks down, we're not screwed. You know, we can go out and have some pressure. Some players are not getting open, so we have to run outside the pocket. I watched Russell Wilson do this for so long, and it's looking like more and more of the future. So these teams need to start scouting quarterbacks to find this mobility and this special luxury throws and trick shot throws of what we all talked about. So I created a little flowchart on scouting quarterbacks. The first question is, can he run? If no, then he's not worth a top pick. If yes, then can he throw fast or far? If no, I would say not worth a top pick. But if yes, you ask yourself, is he a smart quarterback in the pocket? And if he's not too dumb, he's automatically a top 10 prospect. But if he's a little bit of a bonehead, you see him make some mistakes that you want to see more out of and might be able to be coached and corrected. You ask yourself, do you have a good coach? If yes, automatically top 10 prospect. If no, I think it's time to find a new coach. And like we talked about, we have Caleb Williams and Drake May and Jaden Daniels, those top three quarterbacks that create that mobility, and you just see that's the future now. You don't have high profile players of just being pure pocket passers, because this mobility is the entire future of the league. And I'm really excited to see more about this, and we'll talk about that more in the next episode when we talk about the draft and talk about these upcoming players and these younger players, because it's almost like a new generation of football. But the wave is coming, and actually it's pretty much here, but the wave of mobile quarterbacks is in a new era, but we'll see in the 2024 season. Thank you so much for listening to the second episode of the Red Zone Rundown. This is DJ Zero, and hope you tune into episode 3 next week. Thank you.